I want you to imagine something. You are walking down the sidewalk. It is a calm, sunny day. There is a gentle breeze that drifts over your body. You keep walking for a short while. You find yourself in an alleyway. The alley is dark, dark and damp. It has that smell of wet pavement after it rains. You feel a little frightened. Anything could be here. It is too dark to see well. As you keep walking, it gets darker. For some reason, your vision is blurring. You can still see your surroundings. But you feel hazy. You keep walking on. And you keep feeling more and more hazy. It is so dark now. Even though you can still see with blurred eyes, all you see is darkness. The darkness feels so, so very relaxing. You stop feeling so frightened. In fact, you decide to lay down. The ground is damp and cold, but it is so calming to lay on. Your breathing relaxes, and you drift into peaceful, blissful sleep. You wake up to the flash of light and creak as a wooden door swings open. You open your eyes, now worried again. What you see is that somehow you are now in a damp stone dungeon. The smell of the damp ghoulstone reminds you of the alleyway. You think that maybe that is where you are. But you look around, and you are not. You are in a dungeon, sitting in the corner, across from the door. You realize that you are nude. The door closes. Someone walks up to you. They order you to stand. You do so. You take a look at your abductor. It is a very attractive woman. She looks like your ideal, sexy girl. Her hair, her legs, her face, her eyes, her chest, her ass. She is your picture of the most attractive female you could ever imagine. She is wearing a loose, black dress that flows down her body. It stops just after the very end of her ass. She tells you to come to the middle of the room. As you do so, she lights a few candles. She puts them off to the sides of the dungeon. She goes and closes the door. The room is now lit dimly by the soft glow of the candles. She walks back to you and takes your arms in her hands. She ties both of your wrists to a chain above you in the middle of the dungeon. You are now standing there, nude, arms above your head, tied to the ceiling. The cold, damp stone touches your bare feet. The smell of the wet stone is both pleasant and frightening. The woman takes her right hand and glides it across your chest. She pinches your nipples. First softly, then painfully. You shiver from the pinch. She then takes a pair of nipple clamps and snaps them onto each of your nipples. You shout softly as she does so. She then turns around and leaves the room. She leaves you tied to the roof, naked, standing on damp, cold stone with the smell of wet stone. Your only light is that of the dim candles. You stand there for what feels like an hour. The whole time, your nipples are being crushed by the clamps. The door opens again. Your eyes are startled by the sudden light. The woman walks back in. She closes the door. She comes over and flicks the clamps on your nipples. Your nipples are so painful and sensitive after having the clamps on for the past hour. You shout in pain. She shakes her head and takes out a ball gag. She places it into your mouth, tying the strap around your head. She flicks the clamps again. You can only make muffled moans. She takes dildos and shoves them into any open holes besides your mouth. The dildos tightly fill you. They are so large and will not fall out. You realize that they are not average dildos. They vibrate, expand, pulse. And they shock you. You are in the damp, cold, dim dungeon. Now, in addition to the clamps, your holes are all filled. A ball gag in your mouth. Pulsing, vibrating dildos for the rest. But they do not just pleasure you. They grow painful as they stretch you. And they shock you with painful electric sparks. You are moaning in pain and in pleasure. The ball gag stops you from making much noise. The woman smiles. She opens the door back up. The lights hurt your eyes when they flash back. She walks to each candle and blows them out. She then leaves the room. You are now in total darkness. You no longer even have the dim glow of the candles. Your eyes are open but see nothing but darkness. You stay there, and you think that it must be night time. You cannot sleep. Nipples in terrible pain. Ball gag making it harder to breath. Orgasms rip through you on occasion. The dildos pleasure you while stretching your holes and shocking you painfully. You stay like this the entire night. The dungeon, cold and damp, with its smell of wet stone, in constant pain and pleasure. You are tortured the entire night. The girl returns. The light hurts even more than it did before. She walks up to you and removes the ball gag. She tells you that you may leave soon if you wish. She tells you that any time you say, think, or hear the words, dungeon time, you will be back in this dungeon for as long as you desire to be. If someone else says, dungeon time, then you will stand till the same person says, you may leave. When you hear dungeon time, or think it, you will relive all of what happened here, and will happen. If you stay long enough, you will have multiple days go by. They will be filled with similar tortures. But you love how amazing this has been. Painful. But so sexual. You have come so much that you cannot remember how many times. The girl asks you if you understand. You say, yes. I understand. I will return whenever I hear or think dungeon time. And if someone else says dungeon time, I will stay until they tell me you may leave. If I say I can leave by thinking I am going to leave. The girl nods and says, very good slave. But you will stay one more night, then you may leave. And return when you hear dungeon time. I am going to untie your chains. I want to torture you, but not leave you injured. She unties your arms from the ceiling. She then takes the dildos out of your holes. You are glad the pain has stopped. But you miss the pleasure. She says, you may rest on the floor. You will stay here for the rest of the day in darkness. You are already so wet and hot with your juices and your sweat. You will stay that way the whole day. You may do what you wish today. This is how it will work for you, slave. When you say, or hear, dungeon time, you will have one day of torture. Tied to the roof, holes plugged and hurt and abused. Nipples clamped. And mouth gagged. Then in the morning, I will let you have a day to rest. The next day I will torture you, then the next you rest. You will rest in total darkness. This will almost drive you insane. Darkness and torture, then, just darkness. You will be punished, tortured. And your mind and will be broken. You may nearly go insane. I will leave you now, in the dark. I will release you in the morning. Rest in darkness and be broken into an absolute slave. If you have a master or mistress, you will obey her even more now. Your will is broken from this. And your mistress or master may use this to train you to their will. Each day in this damp, cold dungeon will not last a full day of life. But you will find it replaying over and over. Or you may say, dungeon time, if you want to return. And then say, I am going to leave. When you want to leave. But if someone, like your mistress or master say, then you will stay until they tell you. You may leave. Rest well, slave. The girl turns and leaves. You are alone in total darkness. You are no longer in pain. But you are sweating and wet. You lay on the cold, damp stone. You do what you wish for the day. But you are in total darkness. You feel more and more that you are a slave. And that your will is being destroyed. When you are resting, you may do what you wish. You may play with yourself. Even come. But the darkness is bound to drive you to near madness. And break your will. The girl returns. She says, I will let you go. Remember, slave. When you hear dungeon time, you will return here. And if someone else says it, you may only leave when they say you may leave. As she says, you may leave. You feel yourself waking up. Open your eyes now. You have left the dungeon. But you will return whenever you say, think, or hear the trigger. And your will bend more and more to your master or mistress. Or you may simply return to relive it all. For as many days as you wish. And if you say it to yourself, or think it, with the intent of returning, then you will return.